Welcome to the Third Pedal Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Jacob. Welcome back to the show. This week we discuss, I already forgot the first thing, we discuss a teacher who rents a Supra, the crazy new boat that's going to compete with the Dodge Challenger, and the weirdest ever like old car thing that's being implemented into new electric cars that doesn't Wild. Need to be,
yep.
Which is weird. And a Jeep thing. Watch the episode. So there's this story out. I'm going to read the title. And then the way the explanation as it's offered through it is hilarious. This is equally, you'll have to give me your opinion. Is this a good call or a bad call on the teacher's part?
Okay.
Because it's kind of interesting.
What does that have to do with, I'll let you continue.
Okay. So the headline here, reporting from Jalapnik. Teacher allegedly rents Toyota Supra on Turo to compete in a land speed record competition.
Why Supra though?
So the story goes, it's kind of interesting. So this teacher, he's the shop teacher at a school. Okay. I don't know if I should say where the school is. At a school in America.
It's in the article.
In Illinois. So they
Classic
it was really
Illinois.
Cool. So he has, I think it said it was an all-girl student-led group who built a racing truck to compete in a Texas land speed record competition.
That's dope.
Okay. So they've been building this truck.
Yeah.
And
so then he thought, I'll smoke all of you with a rental car?
No. So on the way to the event, the truck broke down.
Oh.
And so it wasn't going to be able to enter the competition anymore.
Oh, okay.
Students were super disappointed. So this teacher, in hero fashion, just starts looking for like, what can I got to get some car to bring out for everybody mm-hmm. so we can have fun.
Wait, so they all built this, the all girls team built this truck and then it broke on the way to the track?
Yeah, while they were transporting it down there, something happened and they couldn't.
Easy.
Sorry. So this thing breaks on the way down mm-hmm. and this teacher, instead of being like, hey, we're going to go home, we're done.
Yeah. It's like, I already got permission to have the weekend away. I'm not coming home.
No, yeah. So he's got all these students that are disappointed. So instead of giving up and going back, he starts Googling. Apparently, he didn't know about Turo yet. And he started searching. And then he stumbled on Turo and starts looking in the area down in Texas.
There's some wild cars in Turo.
Yeah. So he stumbles across a Supra. And he's like, this is pretty cool. So he rents the thing. Allegedly, he brings it out to the event. And he wins.
He won?
Yeah, he won the record in the track.
My students built this.
I don't know. That's what I don't understand. Yeah. I don't know how he had like all these people from high schools across America and Integras and stuff. And he's got this beautiful black Supra.
Because they had a Toyota truck?
I don't know what they had.
Oh,
I don't think it said what truck they had before.
Okay.
But yeah, so he brings this thing out. what does he say? So then the guy from the renter side of it, because now essentially this is a big problem because like this guy rented this car. Obviously, it wasn't supposed to be raced.
Yeah.
And then the guy who rented it to him, he's like, I've been doing this for a while. I'm usually concerned it's a younger guy, but this guy was a lot older. He knows about cars. He's a teacher. So I'm like, all right, this is in good hands. He's like, that trust turned out to be misplaced.
That sucks with Turo too. Cause like I have friends who have Turo businesses. Like Turo is very similar to Airbnb, which a lot of people, if you don't know, most of the time, like 90% of the people renting stuff on like Turo and Airbnb, I don't know if that's a number that's correct, but like are like us. Who like, I'm going to buy an extra car or I'm going to buy a car that I maybe can't afford, but I'm going to rent it out on Turo so I can help pay for the payments and stuff. Like it's not these huge companies most times.
Yeah.
Like with Airbnb, it's not these huge hotel chains most times or like these big car manufacturers who are like, if you wreck their car, like Hertz, they're not going to appreciate it, but it's not going to hurt their wallet
at
the same time.
Right.
Or this is like this dude's dream car probably.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
It's like, I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. It's
this
thing he doesn't drive all the time. And so he's got, cause he said, well, the story thickens, like he's got like custom wheels on it and stuff. Like he cares about this car.
Mm-hmm.
So he said when he got it back, he noticed something wasn't right. He started an internet investigation and it turned up photos of his Supra from the competition with this guy and his team bragging about winning. And so allegedly it got up to 160 miles an hour.
Dang,
and that the Supra. Tires and the brakes were worn down, causing $4,000 in damage from this event. So
that's not good.
When he confronted, this is the part, this is where this goes off the rails a little bit. So he confronts the guy, he confronts the renter about what he found. And he claimed that the Supra in the pictures wasn't his Supra, but he got a different Supra and used it on the event, but also rented his just for driving.
Hey, bad lie. Be better.
So he's like, so you happen to come across a car that looked just like mine, same color wheels that are not stock. I mean, come on. And then when Fox 32 asked the guy where he rented the vehicle from, he claims he didn't get it off Turo, came from a dealer. In a confusing, almost rambling statement, he tried to explain, I borrowed the vehicle from, we ended up with a vehicle from, it didn't end up from Toyota. So I started making some phone calls and I got it from a dealer. We borrowed it. It's legitimate. So I don't know who he is or what the full story is with him, but that's not at all what happened. That was his statement.
Is there a video of this?
I don't know. I can find it. So currently Turo and the high school this guy works at are currently investigating the situation. But
yeah,
like, cool on the teacher for not being like, well, we tried leaving. That's cool. Maybe do it more legitimately next time.
Yeah, he's
time.
Like a superhero to the students. So like, that's kind of awesome.
Right.
But
if he was, if he was my teacher, I'd be like, this guy's the coolest ever. That he's just like, our truck broke. I'm going to rent a Supra and then win. Yeah, that's cool. But
is the organization who put on the race investigating too for cheating?
That seems like a major, like,
he
not
had
on the rule book.
Bolt the wheel back on and then he's like, they worked on it.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, so I don't know. What
do
you guys
buff it too? And then the guy's like, dude, my paint is ruined. Because used tack cloth from Walmart and Rust-Oleum.
Yes. So obviously a very bad, like, I have a Turo rental coming up in 3 weeks when we're down in Texas. Like, it's definitely not something you're supposed to do with Turo cars. I know I see all the time on, I think it's VinWiki, and I forget what the guy's name is. He rents out a bunch of supercars.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that.
Tons of horror stories about people doing stupid stuff in his cars. Well, see, they're all tracked, so everybody's going to know if you do something stupid.
And most Turo ones are too.
Yep.
They're tracked and they're remote. Yeah. Like the last time I rented a Turo was from it was a larger company. So they had like 50 cars or something like that. And they had remote access for all of them. So I had to just text them a picture of a selfie of me next to the car in the airport parking lot.
Yep.
And then it unlocked.
So,
and then the key was in there and blah, 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 like all that stuff. So they have them tracked. Like, I know what you're talking about. Right. That guy.
I can't think of his name.
Manello. No. Steve, no, that's like the bow hunting guy.
Yeah.
Something like that, though.
Yeah.
I think his name's Steve. Yeah. But I just saw one of his videos where he was like, rented this Ferrari, or it was a Mercedes GT coupe.
Okay.
And he's like, the guy wanted to go upstate New York. He wanted 500 miles for one day.
Yeah.
Which was kind of odd, but it's like, whatever. Maybe he's doing a lot of driving.
Yeah.
And then he showed the GPS and you can just see it like a million times. And then he showed the tires and they're all shredded and the brakes and stuff. It's like,
He's got some pretty terrible horror stories. Yeah. So
like,
obviously,
if you do that, like, say this guy, it still wouldn't make it, right? Because the wear and tear on the engine, transmission, and all that stuff, like, that still isn't great. Like, they're kind of made for it, more or less. But it's like, you shouldn't do that to somebody else's car without express permission, which is what the VinWiki guy said, too. I know he doesn't work for VinWiki, but that's where we've seen it before. Look him up. You'll find him.
Yeah.
But he's like, I have a package for track. Like, you can rent my cars for track days.
Right. Well,
but
he
it's
does
way
a whole,
more expensive.
Doesn't he do the gumball thing, too? Like, you have a package where you can rent the car to do it.
I think so.
Like, do the race.
But
across America.
The video I saw, he was explaining, he's like, if you rent the car in advance for track day, I'll take it to a dealership beforehand, have everything checked out, everything topped off, and then you bring it back, and then I take it to the same dealership, make sure everything's still in order, and like, change out the brakes, change out the tires. So, like, it's perfect for the next guy, too.
Right.
So, like, if this guy would have, not that it would have been right, but if he would have did that and then changed the brakes and tires
then
brought it back and then been like, hey, sorry, you know, I took it, I drove it a little quick, I put some wear on the tires, brakes, I changed them for you, or here's $4,000 seems steep, not gonna lie, here's $4,000, whatever,
it is a BMW,
like,
now, so
that's true. It was, so it was brakes, tires, they forgot to mention that the rear main seal was also in that, so they had to replace that as well.
The Vanos system wasn't a good
Vanos was totally shot. But yeah, that's
isn't
pretty
that
wild
crazy as a teacher. I know. I'm like, I can just picture, because they said, I was picturing like a younger dude, and then like how the guy described the guy rented, he's like, he's an older guy and knows about cars. I just picture like late 50s, early 60s.
Plaid shirt, pocket protector
teacher.
With the pens.
Yeah, shows up and he looks at the car, he's like, this will do. And then didn't mention it at all and thinks that he can just stumble through that sentence with Fox and be like, I think this is behind us.
Him giving a statement to the news is wild.
I know.
Like, also standing, like, me, like, no, this is what happened.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I, it was a deal. It was Toyota. It definitely wasn't Turo.
It's like you can hear in the sentence, he's like, I can't implicate, I don't get sued by Toyota.
And then
he's like, this, well, it wasn't that either. And I don't know. It feels like the play would have been just go to a Toyota dealership near there and say, look, I had this whole group of kids that's coming down to race this car.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could get a car? Or do you guys have any connections to local teams that would give us a car to do something? Like, do that. But anyway,
or find a
wild story. Well,
it doesn't sound like he is necessarily versed in like the rental stuff. Because I'm sure this was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of race rentals in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So you could have, I'm sure, got a race package. But that probably would have been like $5,000 or something instead of. I mean, you can rent a Supra per, because I was looking at, I think I sent them
like
to you.
$400 and drove
that.
Because
I was looking at, I rented the Tesla Model 3 when I was down there. But I was looking at on Turo 2. And I could get a Supra, I think it was like $120 today, $150 today, something like that. It wasn't bad at all.
So whatever the winnings were from that event, maybe he gambled. If he wins $10,000, he's $400 down for the rental, and then legal.
Maybe $4,000 down, maybe a little more for legal
fees.
Net
positive. So
I wonder if that's something that because you have to get one of the reasons people rent through as a car owner and rent through as a renter through Turo is because there's insurance baked in. So rather than just you putting your thing up on Marketplace saying, hey, rent my car $50 today, just pay me cash.
Yeah.
Like, you're not protected on that. Neither is the renter.
Yeah.
They have that insurance baked in.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's something that would cover at all. Like, on the renters.
I can't imagine.
Not the rent. The guy who owns the car. I wonder if he could claim insurance against that.
Oh, you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get it covered. If this guy's like, I don't have the money.
Yeah.
Like, go kick rocks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So, you know, like,
oh,
if
I'm
you
sure.
Get,
well,
like,
the guy's liable because that's sure. all over the Turo thing. If you leave it, if you bring it back in a bad condition or whatever, you're like on the hook for it. And if you chose decline it, it's my insurance coverage. It's just going to be a claim. It's a claim on somebody's insurance.
Yeah.
So
then his insurance carrier's like, no.
Yeah. You did what?
<You're paying laughs> that. But like, that's like when you get, if you get hit by somebody who doesn't have insurance or is underinsured or whatever, like, you can kick that to your insurance most times. And if you have that coverage or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wonder, I'm sure it'll be made. Rectified or whatever, hopefully.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But
that's
don't
crazy.
Do that, but crazy story. So anyway, that's fine.
So on the other end of things, nothing to do with that. I don't have a segue. But we did talk about boats last episode.
Right.
You're talking about Dodge's new Demon 170.
Yep.
Which is wild. If you guys haven't watched that last episode, go watch that. We break it down. In pretty good detail.
It's not just another Demon. It's pretty insane.
It is wild. Yeah, and there's some interesting, like, about how they name stuff and about the power. Just,
like, go check it out.
Dodge just like does a line and then they're like, what else can we do? You know, like, put a crazy car up. So I found out recently, so Dodge is not the only company who makes boats.
Oh, no.
It's a big joke against Dodge. If you guys don't know, Challengers and Chargers, everybody calls them yachts, boats. So anyways, Lamborghini is in the boat business. And I'm not talking about the Urus, which we disagree on wholeheartedly, that it's awesome. So I don't know. Have you seen this at all? The Lamborghini yacht?
No.
Okay. I'm legit. I'm not like a segue into a joke. They legitimately make a yacht.
Really? They actually made a boat?
They legitimately make a yacht. So it's the Tecnomar for Lamborghini 63 motor yacht. Why?
This is my point with the whole, like, stick to cars, because, like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
See, what's cool, though, is, like, you know.
The lights look the same.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Thanks. Yes, it is cool. But didn't this Lamborghini not come out until this year? Like, very recently? Isn't this the Revuelto?
That's what you covered 2 weeks ago, or last week, isn't it?
The Revuelto? I think that's the Revuelto.
Yeah, with the weird lights.
This was posted in like 2021. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if they had a concept for it already.
Oh, could be.
But no, they didn't. They definitely didn't. So maybe this is that one crazy concept one that they came out with and it just happened to have a cool.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, not the point.
So yeah, they made this yacht and it is just wild. You know, it's like the typical like rich kind of jerk with like the Lambo. Like this is like the next level
is that,
you know, like the like the Lambo yacht. And it's like, it's interesting because I don't know much about yachts. I don't know about you, not in that tax bracket, but apparently there's levels to it. So you can do like there's like ultralights, there's light yachts,
like the super yacht and all that kind of stuff.
Like there's some crazy stuff. So this is a very Lamborghini yacht in the way that it's carbon fiber built. So it's classified
the whole thing
as so it's classified as an ultralight yacht, which is, it still weighs 24 tons, which is a little bit like kind of like Dodge. You know, I make their yachts
they
too.
Have that in
heavy.
Common.
I think that the new Charger is like 22 tons or something like that. But anyways, so some cool stuff with it. So it's got 2,000 horsepower V12s. So it's still V12. It's a V12 Lamborghini. It's a dual. Well, it's a V24, I guess.
Lamborghini. Can I ask a question though?
Yeah.
Where are these 2,000 horsepower V12 engines, and why have we not seen that in a car?
Yeah. Right.
That's
well,
why.
They're probably huge.
Fair.
You know, to go in this mega yacht.
Fair.
They're probably massive.
Fair.
Massive because they're man V12s. I think that's the brand.
Oh, okay.
It's not like their typical.
Oh, I just pictured two of their like Lamborghini golf covers
with the cool. That'd be sweet. And you got like they're like glass top or whatever with the fins so you can see. Yeah. No, unfortunately not that.
Interesting.
But crazy. So it's a 4,000 horsepower yacht, which I don't really have a.
I have no clue if that's good or bad.
I have no frame of reference if that's like. Maybe all yachts are 3,000 and it's like a little bit more.
That's four times what Dodge puts in their yacht. So
that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
Exactly.
Depending on which way you look at that, that's either really cool for Dodge or really cool for Lamborghini.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Depending on how you take that joke.
Power to weight ratio is, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Power to weight ratio is a little rough. So anyways, a couple other cool specs. So it's 63 feet long, 24 tons, jeez, carbon fiber chassis, culturefied. Cool. Nice word. Classified as an ultralight yacht. And then I was like, I was trying to figure out the name. It's the Tecnomar for Lamborghini. Tecnomar is a yacht manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the Tecnomar for Lamborghini.
Like partnered with somebody
right,
to do this.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't ground up decide to make a yacht, which makes sense.
So it's just the Lamborghini edition of
more or less
this thing.
Yeah, and it's a very limited edition. So it's the Lamborghini 63.
Yeah.
So the 63 means a lot in the name. So it's 63 feet long, obviously. Okay. They only made 63 of them, so it's ultra limited release, which makes sense. I mean,
probably the people
many,
who can afford to throw money at a Lamborghini.
Yeah, probably exactly 63 people who are willing to buy.
They ran
not
their numbers.
Not only can throw the money at it, but are willing to throw money at it. And it also pays homage to the founding of Lamborghini in 1963.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of cool.
Interesting.
So they had to tie a lot. I wonder which one of those was first. Like, was it 63 feet long? It just so happens.
Right.
They're like, hey, Tecnomar, do you have any yachts? And they're like, sure, ultralight, we could do 63 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, cool. And then one guy was like, hey, you know, our company is founded at 63.
Yeah.
And they're like, we should only make 63.
I always wonder what order that stuff had. There's so many of those things that happened as like happy accidents that you're like, oh, wait, this
like
correlates.
I have a hard time believing that was like totally planned.
Right.
That they
right.
were like, because 63, a model run 63 of them is kind of weird.
Right.
But it worked out.
Interesting.
So you or your friends could, if you want to have matching ones, you know, you guys could pick these up. They're going to cost you a cool 3.5 mil.
Jeez.
So very expensive yacht. I don't know if there's a used market for them quite yet. I know there's at least one American who's got one. Conor McGregor has
of
got
course.
One. Of course he's got one. He's got a, I believe, lime green.
Okay.
Of course. Super flashy and
does
everything.
Does he have a matching Lamborghini for it?
I'm sure he does.
He should.
Yep. I'm sure he does. So anyways, pretty cool. Pretty
That's
cool. Yeah.
Weird.
I don't have it. I couldn't find any video of like, I was trying to find like Tecnomar by Lamborghini 63 revving.
Yeah.
You know, like the typical YouTube searches when you find a new vehicle, cool engines. I want to hear the engines. I can't find
chip it. Chip tune, cat delete, all the stuff. Yeah.
So anyways, Dodge, watch out because there is a new yacht manufacturer who's coming for you.
Now, I do think, you know, per Dodge's article that we read last week, it sounds like they haven't beat the factory quarter mile. They haven't beat the amount of torque,
things like that. Four times the horsepower, it's way slower.
Right.
I mean, it is, what do they say? I think it's like the fastest.
It's
like a super yacht, supercar yacht type of. It's like a new class, basically.
How much does a regular Tecnomar boat go for?
Like cost?
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's like anything that's super expensive.
Yeah.
They don't just tell you.
Right. If you have to ask,
like you're ever shopping for cars and like you're like dream car shopping, you know, an Auto Trader or whatever, and it's a call for price. And it's like, so annoying.
Not going to do that.
It's like, not like I'm buying it anyways, but it's cool to see what it, you know, and kind of, and then you go to like, auto loan calculator.
Yeah.
Figure out like, all right, if I get this GT3 RS and I get it on a 45-year note, and then I put 25% down, it'll be just fine.
It's reasonable.
It's a reasonable price.
I just saw yesterday someone was playing that game with a Corolla GR, a GR Corolla. They were posting it and they're like, hey, what's the price of this thing? And they were like, MSRP is 52. And the guy was like, yeah, I know what MSRP is. What's the price from your dealer? And he's like, well, with the current market, it's 74. And he was like, okay, cool.
So annoying.
Like, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, well, that's okay. Interesting. Interesting. There's a Lamborghini boat out now.
So they make some sick yachts. Understandably. What is that project visionary? All right, we're not going into yachts.
We're not relatable.
There's no clutches on yachts. We done.
Speaking of third pedal.
Ooh.
Actually, do I want to get into that yet?
Segue.
Well, yeah, that's a great segue. Speaking of third pedal, so Lexus is releasing a fake manual transmission for electric vehicles.
I don't like this already.
It's very weird. So it's not connected to anything.
What?
It's just, it's literally just a switch. That's
just like
a
joystick?
Yeah, it's literally just a joystick. Then there's a clutch pedal that's a joystick.
What?
And
just like a button?
Yeah, just a button.
Come
and
on,
so,
man.
But they're all, it's all like based on haptic feedback and it like alters the torque curve of the vehicle to like make you feel like you're driving
it's electric.
A stick shift vehicle. Yeah. I have, through my iPad, hold on. I have a video to show you.
Oh no.
And then we'll get into it because it's super, super weird. And I just learned some other stuff. About
I saw this video. Can I show you what it sounds like when you're driving?
Sure.
I'm about to hit 30. Ready for this?
Okay, get ready.
We both did the lean.
Okay, so here's Here's a video of this thing.
Okay.
Which I was going to cue this up and just say, look, there's a new stick shift Lexus. Because in addition to the fake shifter and the fake clutch pedal, it makes fake engine sounds.
Come on.
To sound like it. Which is so weird.
That's so annoying. Why even turn on the volume? That was actually a very nice. Oh, I like the clickies.
It sounds good.
Yeah, that is nice.
They have like the fake tachometer up there. Listen to this. This downshift to second.
But that's all fake?
All fake.
It's just pumped in?
Yep. So this is obviously still in development. But yeah, so that shifter, it sounds good. Clicks in the right way.
Nice.
Right? And this isn't the first time that like a shifter's been not attached to anything in a car. Like we recently covered, like in a very, very good way of this existing, the Koenigsegg that has the shifter that can be, it can be manual sometimes and then sometimes it's an automatic.
But that's legitimately hooked up.
Right. That thing is using like actuators and everything. Yep. So it's still, I mean, it's legitimately hooked up. It's not like physically connected to anything in the transmission.
It's not?
But no. It's all connected through like actuators and stuff. So it can feel where it is and it'll do like whatever you're doing is triggering
actuators pneumatic. Being digital. Are you saying?
Yeah, like there's like a sensor in the thing, and then okay. From what I understand of it, there's that, and then you're triggering like pneumatic stuff in the transmission
gotcha.
To do it. So you are still like triggering something. It's like drive by wire for a throttle pedal,
except
the transmission. This
oh,
is
that makes
nothing.
Sense.
This is
wait,
just
so that the Koenigsegg that is so that is probably more truly an automatic transmission.
Yep.
And then you can so it's a shiftable. But yep. There's no clutch in that one, right?
There is. Yeah,
but you're not.
No.
Disengaging the clutch,
no,
right?
No.
Or are you?
No, you're not. It's not connected to anything. I mean, this is like the whole weird thing. And it's the same of like, technically, your car has no connection between the throttle and the throttle
right.
body. Because it's not, it's drive-by-wire.
Yep.
So it's just that to another like clutch. And this isn't the first time that there's been fake clutches. Like apparently there's a Hyundai something. I forget what it is. One of the new Hyundai vehicles that stick shift doesn't have anything connected to the clutch. It's just, it's electric. And so you like push it and then that's triggering like, the slave cylinder that's not actually
oh,
connected
it's not
to anything.
It's not connected
right.
to anything.
Right.
It's just not, it's not like the old school where it's
right.
like you're pushing down at something that's got a cylinder on
right.
the end that's
right.
pushing the
yeah,
fluid.
It's different from like, okay, be careful. This car is kind of tricky. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
it's not connected to anything. So it just feels like driving a BMW. So this thing, their like vision for it was, and this is where this could get really weird into like subscription service stuff I could
yeah.
see, is like, it can be modeled, like it's not connected to anything. So it can be whatever you want. It could be a 4-speed. It could be a 5-speed. It could be a 6-speed. You could make it feel like you have a supercharger. You can make it feel like you have turbo boost, like lag and everything in the later end. It's all just for the feedback. They go so far that you can actually stall the vehicle. So if you like
you can.
Do it wrong, it'll let you stall the vehicle.
Wow.
Which
you
is
put it in like expert mode or whatever, and then it lets you stall.
It's like Forza. You're
yeah.
like picking your driver
it
assist.
It is a video game at this
right,
point.
Right.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, they also now have a steering wheel that's no longer physically connected to a steering rack or anything. Mm. That's all by wire too.
Yeah.
So like literally you're just sitting in like a video game seat with
yeah.
nothing connected to anything and that's controlling
you're
the vehicle.
You're in a sim rig
yeah.
with wheels, like
yeah.
a sim rig on the road
yeah.
essentially.
Yeah. So it's super
that's
weird.
That's crazy.
And then like further on in this article too, they start talking about like other ways. It's just weird, right? Like stick shift, like it, if we zoom out, like you shouldn't want that. It's a flaw. The only reason you have a stick shift is because the power band of a gasoline engine is not ideal and it's only
right.
in one place. So you do gears so that you can stretch that like ideal part of the RPM range to different speeds.
Right.
And like you don't need that in an electric car. But then people are like, we want the inefficient thing. And then they're like,
yeah.
all right, well we'll make the motors behave a certain way. So
yeah.
I don't know.
It's
I could,
a weird
I could see like you know, you upgrading, like, oh, you pay $10 a month, you have a 6-speed now, and like,
yeah.
whatever. Like, I could see there being weird, whatever.
It's
down
one of those,
the road.
Like, who's buying this?
Right?
You know?
I don't know who wants this.
The way that you can make this that would actually be enthusiast driven
yeah.
would be like that Ford concept.
Yep.
Didn't Ford have this concept that was 100% electric, but it was truly hooked up through a 6-speed transmission?
That's right. You did.
Because,
yeah, you talked about
and there's enough torque with the engine that if you want to drive an automatic, you just put it in like third.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, and you're just driving then.
Yeah.
You're just single pedal driving.
Yeah.
In third or fourth, whatever it
yeah.
was. You put it into one gear.
Yeah.
It's like your auto drive gear. But if you want to legitimately rack through gears,
yeah.
you have them all available.
That's interesting.
That would be the way to do it.
Yeah. That would be cool if you
not
had like
a joystick with
yeah.
like.
Yeah,
pumping in
that weird?
Sounds and stuff.
Yeah,
because like it's not only that it's a joystick and it's drive by wire and that's not connected. It's not even drive by wire. It's not connected at all.
No,
it's not doing anything.
No, No, it's literally like in my, I mean, it, the parallel in my head is like my Subaru that had a CVT transmission had paddle shifters.
Right.
And you're like,
but even that is actually changing the gear ratio, right?
Kind of. It's changing like the whole, I don't know, the way
I
the
CVT
works.
Picture a CVT as a cone.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
And then the drive thing is like just moving up on that cone. Like, is that how it works, honestly?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, there's like a belt in the transmission and that's what drives everything.
So terrible. Terrible idea.
So a snowmobile.
So even with that, if you're downshifting, you are moving it on the gearing.
Yeah.
This is literally
I get what you're saying.
A
something's
one gear.
Moving. Yeah.
And it's it's changing.
This is just someone with like voltmeter just.
So it doesn't even change its RPM because it couldn't, because then it would go faster. So like when you're downshifting and it's revving up, they have to pump that sound in so you feel it. But it's really slowing you down.
And it's just playing a weird game of like push to like make you feel torque of something, right?
Yeah.
It's very weird. So yeah, this is
I'll add a caveat.
Okay.
If the world, all of a sudden tomorrow, all cool cars are banned and it's only electric, right? It's like Mad Max, but like instead of being all cool in the desert, it's just like a big city and everything's electric and the government tracks you everywhere you go. If that was the case and this was the only option for something with any kind of driver feedback, then I would pick this.
Yeah.
But
fair.
If it's that or like a 2006 Corolla S that has a 6-speed, I'm probably going to pick that
100%
because it's actually manual. You're
I'd pick a Geo Metro with a stick shift transmission.
Yeah. Hey, let's play that game. What wouldn't you pick over this car? I'd probably have to say like a 70s Honda Civic.
Yeah. Well,
something that's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are kind of cool looking though.
Yeah.
But
unless,
like,
unless you get a giant turbo.
At some point,
there. What's our budget?
Yeah. Right. The convenience versus the fun factor kind of outweighs, you know, it's like at some point it's like, well, you don't want to drive a piece of junk.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's the thing is like this thing, I'm sure it's fun. Like, and I'm curious, like what, like you have to be able to put this thing just in drive, like, and just drive it without, and I don't know what happens.
Oh yeah,
you
just
leave that in
the middle.
I don't know.
In the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's a weird thing that you're like adding back in something. There was even going into this, like BMW pipes in for some of their cars. They have the seat motors vibrate during some points in the RPM so that you feel more connected to the engine and stuff. And like all this, like they do it with the speakers, but they do that to enhance the bass. And like, all, it's like, it's like they made cars too like quiet. Like they've made it too much. And then now people are like, nah, we like our old early 2000s
stuff.
Well,
have you heard like a new car rev that isn't a cool new car? So disappointing.
Oh yeah.
Like
a
off the line BMW.
Yeah. Like a 1.2 liter something. And it's just like,
yeah, it's just like it's like, oh, it's so disappointing. So that
like,
I can see where I'm kind of like,
yeah,
you want to hear something.
Yes.
And not everybody's gonna like, for like, let's step out of ourselves for a little bit. We're all weird people,
car
people, right, who are like, are gonna notice.
Yeah,
like
we
a
prefer
normal
the
person seeing this.
Yeah,
like let's just say like a Gen X dude.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's like seeing this?
Yep.
And is like, oh, that's my first car was a manual transmission. That's all that was available when I learned to drive in the 70s. Is that Gen X is somewhere around there?
Yeah,
70s, 80s, right? And now they've just been driving a whatever. They don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's some kind of Ford. I don't know. So just gets me to point A to point B. You know those normal people.
Yep.
Salt of the earth, right? People, they see this and they're like, you know, it's really cool. Electric cars are good for the environment, but I could still have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And then they're telling everybody, this new Lexus comes with a manual transmission and
that's
an electric car. Isn't that crazy?
True. I could see someone coming to tell us that. Like, did you see that there's a new electric car with an automatic
and then we go,
with a manual transmission?
Actually. It's actually, sir, it's actually it's not connected because the way that it's set up, or you got a clutch, and there's this thing called drive-by-wire, right?
Yeah. There's no physical connection actually between the thing.
Yeah, right.
And they're like,
doesn't matter.
Does it shift, though? You know? Third pedal, right?
And I could also drive it automatic.
Yeah.
So if I don't want it, to shift, I could just put it in the middle and it'll just drive.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fair.
So to normal people, that's probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like pretty
convenient.
Or up
to this point in this podcast, Lexus has been sitting here like, come on, guys. Yeah. Like, we're trying.
Yeah. For the probably 90% of people who are in the market for something like that, it's probably pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. It is.
Because we're not in the market for something like that.
It's going in a cool. Like if we're like this on one end and then like single pedal driving on the other end, like this is the right direction, I think. But also I want to see like you don't see that new Hyundai N74, whatever weird, came up with a better name concept of like, like that's not doing this. That's just like, it's electric, drift it. Did you see the video of it drifting?
Yeah.
Some dude's just like ripping
on
the track,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And in my head, I was like, I'm like, it would be fun to ask. I'm like, there's no, like, what? Hey, I've never driven on a drag before. Can I drive your multi-million dollar car?
Yeah. I don't think we're there yet.
The coolest.
That would be cool. Then. Yeah. Yeah, they're a one of one concept car.
I'm sure they let us take it for
no problem.
Wisconsin roads. Just
so, batteries are falling out. So, there's just double A's coming out of the back.
Yeah. Just hydrogen leaking out of the back.
So, oh, that's right. That's one of those.
There was another, because of all this electric car stuff, yeah, there was this proposed bill. I thought this was interesting. And I have one more electric car thing and then we can call it a day. So there was actually a bill proposed by the DOT to add noise-making rules for hybrids and electric cars because they're too quiet under 18 miles an hour. So they were going to propose that, like, under 18, they have to be like...
I kind of agree with that.
I know, right?
It's not, I've almost been hit by... I remember that just brought back, like, a flashback when you show this old Prius. Yeah. And I remember being in a parking lot once. And I was like, probably not paying attention, walking, yeah, whatever. This was back in whatever, 2006, yeah, when those first came out. So, yeah, I was younger.
Yeah.
And turning around and being freaked out that there's a Prius like that close to me, like so close, I didn't hear it at all. Because when they're an electric drive, you know, yeah, yeah, they're completely silent.
It's like the scene, do you remember in The Office when Andy tries to hit Dwight with it?
No.
You don't?
No.
They're fighting over that. Angela. And they, okay, go out to the parking lot and Dwight's standing there waiting. He's yelling. He's like, coward, where are you? And then he's like standing the other way. And then you see Andy creeping around in his Prius. And they're like, and they say something from the window. They're like, right, oh, that's right. The Prius is completely silent if it's at parking lot speeds. He deserves the win. And then he pins him up against the,
yeah,
wall.
That's right. That was rough too. It's like, it's a Prius,
right?
Right? It's not,
right,
special, but, right, it's got a lot of torque on, right, the low end with the, right, electric motor.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah, that would suck.
Not, you feel,
to be fair, I will put this out there. I don't want to be pinned against the wall by any car,
fair,
any,
fair,
vehicle.
Fair.
How about that?
I feel like a smart car wouldn't be like the worst thing.
Motor scooter? No, not even that. You know, those Walmart scooters. I don't want to be pinned against the wall against
just nothing. With a Razor scooter, just against, yeah, the shin.
No. Oh gosh, no. I still look. Feel down your shin.
Yeah. Oh, the dents. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's
feel that too.
That's a generational thing. Yeah. That's how they'll date, like, skeletons from our age generation. Like,
look at
he had a razor.
Look at the bones. And they're going over. This was a Z.
This looks like a 2004.
What are we, millennial? I forget.
I don't know.
We're on the edge. But this is a 2004 model. Is that the aliens when they're discovering us in a million years, whatever? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Very nice.
Wow, wow, wow.
These things called razors.
Is that for your face? No, no, no. They rode them.
They rode them.
So.
Wow. Risky.
Risky. They still moved. So in the last piece of news, the electric car news, this was surprising. So we reported on this a while ago. The Jeep.
Wait, was that it for the sounds for the?
The sounds.
They,
yeah,
proposed the bill.
It. Yeah, just a weird.
It, did it
didn't pass.
Go anywhere?
Oh. No, didn't do anything.
Have you noticed though? Sorry to bring it back to the thing that we moved on from. Have you noticed though, electric, like I had a Tesla SUV drive past me the other day at slow speeds. And like, it was very audible.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It was
like,
interesting.
Like, whoosh, like, I don't know if they're piping sound or if that's just the sound of dual motors.
Yeah.
Big because, you know, a Prius is like,
yeah,
the electric motor is like to get it up and going until about 20. And then, yeah, the gas motor kicks. Like, it's, yeah, not powerful at all.
Right.
So with those big old Tesla motors.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if those just
that's
make more sound.
Car
or
too.
Yeah. Or if they pump them in.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I've noticed that bigger electric cars or newer electric cars do have sound.
Interesting. I noticed yesterday we were the house across the street from us is for sale. And there was a RAV4, like a hybrid RAV4 that was slowing down. It just sounded like a huge RC car. I was like, and I was like, it was enough that when we were doing our yard work, I noticed it. I'm looking around and then this thing came and stopped and drove by me. And definitely the motor never kicked in, but it was really, really loud. You're right. Maybe, yeah, there is some. Maybe
there's
they
definitely
did pass
fans
something.
And stuff too. Cause, yeah, our neighbors have like three of them. Toyota,
oh, really?
Hybrid somethings.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They're like,
gotcha.
Hardcore fans. And
so they're like, they're gonna be the ones that go to, do you hear that there's an electric car with the manual transmission?
Yeah. I was out there with like the electric lawnmower thing. Yeah, there was this new Lexus that's electric and it's got a manual. Anyways.
So
it's a Jeep thing.
This Jeep thing.
Sorry to steal that.
So we covered this a while ago. That Jeep was coming out with this 4XE, this hybrid 2.5 liter.
Yeah.
The what?
Isn't it the E-Gear? Is that what it's called?
I don't remember. Maybe that's what it's called. There's the with the blue hook. That's like the way you can recognize it.
Didn't we ride in one at the Chicago Auto Show?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So those. So they we had talked about it like when they announced they were going to come out a while ago. We were speculating on how big of a deal that was going to be.
Well, then they totally like duped us with it because we were halfway through the course. He's like, "This is electric, by the way."
Yeah.
We're like,
actually, this has all been electric up to this point. What now?
Yeah. That was
sick. That was with the guy that probably shouldn't have been driving, right? Wasn't that?
So I think that's our first time. Yeah.
So
bumping music.
There was a report that came out for this. They account for nearly a quarter of all of the Wranglers that are sold right now are the PHEV ones.
Huge.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
And then overall too, there's some different stats for like how many are being, like there's a Grand Cherokee too. There's like a few other PHEVs that are offered.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know you were eligible for the $7,500 tax credit.
Still
for getting one of these? Yeah.
Oh.
But for a Jeep, like for this Jeep.
That's pretty funny.
So that's kind of neat. But yeah, they've been like super popular, and I've been shocked with like how many I've seen on the road.
I don't think I've seen any, but maybe I'm not paying attention.
You might not be paying attention.
Because they look exactly the same, which is like props to Jeep.
Right.
For not changing it at all, besides like blue hooks and like the E.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they say, let's see. I should have written these. I should have done what you did and written down stats before.
Come on, man. Come prepared.
It was initially offered only on the Wrangler High Altitude, Rubicon and Sahara. It became the most popular PHEV. 2021 sales volume of 29,000 units.
Whoa.
So the most popular plug-in hybrid electric vehicle
of all,
is a
love
Jeep
all
Wrangler.
Of all.
Wow.
Nuts. That kind of makes sense, though, because it's still capable.
Right. You don't compromise anything.
And it's a hybrid.
Right.
So it's not like you got to have sucky range.
Right.
And like all this other stuff. Like,
right.
It's a very well done Jeep.
So then last year, sales surged to more than 43,000 vehicles, representing nearly a quarter of all Wranglers. Jeep's entrenchment in the PHEV market has become even clearer. Wrangler's 4XE sales increased 72% in the first quarter of this year, representing 38% of the total for the nameplate, which is crazy.
That's
so 38% of Jeep Wranglers
of all
now.
Jeep,
right?
Of so all Jeep Wranglers?
That was Wranglers for this. And it was joined at the top by another Jeep, the Grand Cherokee 4XE, which went on sale late 2022. They've already sold 7,200 of those, accounting for 13% of the Grand Cherokees that exist.
Whoa.
So almost 40% of the Wranglers that are being sold now and 13% of Grand Cherokees are these plug-in hybrids.
Nail on head.
It's crazy.
They killed it.
It's like all these other, like the other companies doing it. Like Dodge did it with the Ram too, where they're like, we're not going to just like rush the truck thing. They just announced that thing's got 500 mile range too with the new one that's going to come out. So like, that's pretty cool.
It's going to be like the Hummer where it takes like 65 hours to charge.
No clue. No clue. But like, it's interesting to see like, they took their time and they did it, and I was super skeptical.
Wait,
about
couldn't Dodge just do this? Is Dodge as well?
Yeah.
Couldn't they just take this drivetrain and because like the Jeep?
I'm sure.
Well,
we
Grand
found
Cherokee
out that there's
thing.
A Hemi Jeep.
They're obviously trading power plants.
Right.
They could totally come out with a what's the media like the Durango? Is that the smaller Dodge?
Yeah.
Do they still make that? Is that gone?
They make it. Yeah, they still make
do
it.
Do they still make
it? Yep.
No, that's the SUV Durango.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you talking about?
Truck. What was this? Dakota.
Oh, the Dakota.
They don't make that anymore.
No.
They could bring back the Dakota on like a Wrangler-ish frame, right? Use the Gladiator build and stuff, but make it a small looking, 1500-looking thing.
There's no reason that can be a Ram 1500 and make one. Maybe they make one. I don't think they do.
Fact check us. Everybody's they're screaming at the screen right now. They make one.
We spent millions.
What I'm noticing through that is I always, my perspective on plug-in hybrid electric stuff, was always a downgrade from the original.
Right.
Like you got the regular gas one and then you got the EV if you want that one.
Right.
And it's almost like that's becoming a premium thing. Like that it's a benefit.
Right.
That you get the cool one.
You get extra stuff
that has
now.
Extra torque, extra power, extra range, better mileage or whatever. Like it's becoming like a step up.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of
really
a switch.
It's weird to see that happen. And I don't think a lot of other companies are doing that. Where it's like
it's
like
a better model
thing.
If it's the hybrid.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So and weird of all the companies, Jeep, but
not what I would have expected.
Making boats, making hybrids out there.
It's like our
Stellantis
we talked about,
wins again.
True. We talked about another American company that was going all electric.
Yeah.
A few episodes back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that one went
the
you guys
controversial
went crazy
clip.
On that one. Yeah. Yeah. They did not like that one.
Yeah.
Did
you see the there's been some great comments. We're talking about Harley for anybody who doesn't know. Go check out the episode. There's some pretty funny clips. There's some funny comments on the clips of it. And like the recent one is like, what's it going to leak now? Battery acid?
Yeah, right.
Like, nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, fair.
They're like, yeah. It will. They want it to be authentic, right?
Yeah.
Good complaining.
But anyway, that's what I got for this week. So thank you guys for joining in, checking it out. I don't know where you're listening to this right now. People listen to it in a lot of different places. I'm convinced that a lot of you think that we're just a TikTok show that releases three tiny little pieces of thing a week and don't know that there's a whole episode behind it. There is.
And you better subscribe soon because we don't know how long TikTok's going to be around.
We don't know.
Might be gone.
I mean, we don't know how long social media in general is going to be around.
That's true.
They're not
this
around.
Whole world might end. Yeah.
The internet. We'll have to sign up. We'll send it to you in the mail. You know?
You're like, those guys were clutch, but can't find them anymore.
Just like you so can't find real clutches anymore.
Yeah.
But check us out. We're on YouTube,
close it there.
Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We post short clips from it all week. The cool part about it is like a lot of people, like you can engage on it, comment, share the dialogue. Mm-hmm. If you want to go deeper into the dialogue, we have a Facebook group, Third Pedal Podcast Crew. It's orange branding, like everything else we've got.
It's super easy to find, but share your car in there. That's like small community, really, really cool people, and people from all areas. There's people who don't even own cars, people who've got some like crazy drag cars, tuner cars, all
people
kinds of stuff.
People on Forza
in between.
Who's just like posting their builds and things that they do. Yep. Like, it's really cool. Check it out. That's where you can share. Like, there's a lot of like I follow, what's it called? If you squint, it's mint. It's an awesome page on Facebook, but I'll share stuff from there every once in a while. But people are just sharing like funny stuff that they see, projects they're working on. Some guy's putting a big V8 engine in a tiny, I forget what it is, tracker or something like that.
Yeah, Geo Tracker.
So there's some cool stuff going on there.
I think that's James.
Yes.
I think,
that's
crazy. Yeah. Here's the cool thing too about that, and the reason we know so much about the people who are in there. Actually, we should probably introduce everybody to our entire podcast team, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's us. That was easy. I was going to turn the camera around, but we're already right here. Right. So like, when you're getting a comment back, a message back, a like on anything, it's one of us.
Yep.
So like, we don't
it's
hire,
a way to like get
connected. Hired who's like replying back to stuff. We don't have a social media team. We don't have any of that other stuff. It's literally us who are talking to you guys.
Yeah. The podcast is edited on this machine, and then the shorts are edited on that machine.
And it's shot by one of these.
Yep. Pretty. Yeah. We just keep all the money for the cars. That's the real.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, though, we do have some really cool. We're going to be sharing it very soon. We have some cool partnerships for the Porsche 944 Safari build.
Yeah. There it is.
Which is super exciting. It's up on jack stands. I don't even think I told you this yet. It's all jacked up, and I got the torsion bar coming out. And it's happening. So, soon we'll be announcing that. We got some cool part. Like I said, really cool partnerships. Can't wait to talk about. That's going to be exciting. It's going to be unveiled at some shows this summer. For those who don't know, we're lifting a Porsche 944. You check out social media to learn more about it. But yeah, that'll be coming soon. It'll be posted on the crew page first. So join it. Link is below wherever you're listening to this. Send it to some friends. Send it to your car buddies. We really appreciate it. Everything. Like, we don't have like brought to you by X company or whatever. That's just, you know, some random ad you're going to skip. And we do that on purpose because we want to make sure we're creating stuff that you guys like listening to. And so we really need you guys to like help grow this and help spread it to more people so that we can do stupider things to keep entertaining you guys.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
So like, share, subscribe, share with a friend, and head to thirdpedalpodcast.com/shop if you want some sick merch. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Catch you on the flippity.
Peace.